Welcome back. Another episode of Knowing Ball, episode 1,472.
Yeah, I don't think we need to say it anymore. I've lost track of what number we're on.
No. Thomas just rudely awoken me because he made lunch plans and bailed on me for our original set time to record this podcast. So excuse me if my voice sounds a little bit choppy and I look like I just woke up because I quite literally just woke up.
You haven't been able to do your vocal exercises,
right? I haven't been able to warm up my voice at all. Plus, yesterday I was at the MSU game too, so I was doing quite a lot amount of yelling.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was at the I was on my couch watching that.
Yeah.
Aiden Trials has never seen a deep ball he didn't want to throw.
I'm not upset about it. He looks like he can throw a deep ball, but he just his accuracy is little.
Who was sailing those? They were sailing.
A couple of them were good though, and like Montori Foster kind of was being a sellout in the first half, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I do think the first half his accuracy was a lot better than the second half.
Yeah, it was weird. Like the first half he was like on, and the second half he was so off. It was weird. It was very weird.
Yeah, and they barely beat Florida Atlantic University, which
The good thing was, I think the defense looked really good.
Yes.
Because I went in with the full thought process that we were going to get 400 passing yards just dropped right on our dome, because that has been the biggest weakness of this, of the Michigan State football team for the past 3 years running, is just no defense.
The Scotty Hazleton era is over, all right? We don't got to worry about that anymore.
I'm so happy. I was like, our defense is insane. And I was with my roommate, because he went to MSU for a little bit too. And I'm like, dude, our defense is actually good. Our offense is iffy, but I feel like it's better to have a good defense now. You can always work on the offense.
Yeah.
If your
defense is able to get off to a good start, it'll be good. Just kind of sucking the injuries kind of happening throughout the game. Like, they're already getting banged up. Hopefully that doesn't linger, because to be honest, I don't know if I want Charles Brantley and Dylan Tatum starting at corner this year right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm so iffy on like previous like players from like the Tucker era. I'm so like up and down. I don't know how to feel about them.
Yeah.
So I thought Dylan Tatum played safety. So I was confused when he's.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird, and I think that everyone has a new favorite player. Lynch Adams just
went
off.
So insane! It was so funny. Me and Caleb made a bet, and we made it for same game parlay. We had Nate Carter scoring a touchdown, and it was so funny because every time Nate Carter touched the ball, it was like the offensive line just did not block
for him. It's like they hate him or something.
But Lynch Adams was like going insane. Like, he was, first off, he couldn't get tackled. And then he had that like 68 yard run.
Mm-hmm.
It was insane. It was polar opposites for when both of them had the ball in their hands.
Yeah. I don't really get why Nate Carter couldn't get anything going. And then
it was so weird.
Once Lynch Adams gets into the game, it's just like immediately at least a 7
chunk
yard
plays. Rush. Chunk plays. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's a bit interesting. Maybe
no, but
beat Nate Carter on the offensive line or something.
Like you said, it was a 6-point win, which is not ideal, obviously, but the vibes were really good. Like, it was a good, it felt like a new era. And I think that's what matters most. It's a new team with an 18-year-old quarterback. Mm-hmm. Like, he will learn and they will learn. And I think they can hopefully be somewhat decent this year.
And, you know, I have beef with FAU's quarterback. Now, first off, NCAA, get this man a helmet that fits.
Seriously. Right? Oh, my gosh. I actually am. I'll let you go, but I hate this kid too.
He gets bumped, right? Like, it's not even a play. Like, he just runs into a defensive player while, like, a play is over. They bump into each other. His helmet already pops off of his chin. Like, okay, clearly his helmet does not fit. And that's
right.
Not to like say he's doing it because he wants to make the hits on him look worse.
No, he is.
When you
he's
couple
so
that
was.
With the fact that he waits until the last second to slide.
Dude, he is. He has the slide, like, mastered because he is getting down like that. I don't know. Like, it was almost like every hit on him was a late hit because he gets down so fast and waits last second.
But you're so... I feel like the way the rule works is you're supposed to slide before the defender commits to the tackle. Once the defender
right.
commits to the tackle, it's like...
He was putting them in situations where they couldn't do anything about it. Like, they were already going at, like, going to tackle him or going to down him or whatever the case was.
Yeah.
So, okay. I don't know. I also, obviously, I don't want to talk about the refs, but, like, the refs were atrocious.
Oh, yeah. No. I don't know.
FAU might have slid him some money, honestly. Or they had the FAU spread, one of the two.
How many games has Fantrum played before? Is he, like, new to this whole starting thing?
Wait, who?
The FAU's quarterback.
Oh, I have no clue.
One second. I'm Tyler, fill this here. I'm looking this up.
I just, yeah, of course, I bet on his passing yards, and all he does is run the ball, too. Like, I didn't know that. I'm so upset about it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, he's a bum. FAU's website, please work. Okay. Cam Fancher is a redshirt junior.
Mm-hmm.
Can I learn about? I did not.
Was FAU good at all, like, last year?
I don't think they were particularly good.
Because my roommate Caleb was trying to tell me they're, like, he thought they were in the top 25 at some point. And I was like, I don't really know about that, dude.
I don't know. Okay, so this man, right, Cam Fancher.
Yes.
There are no available statistics for this player's career. Maybe he might be a first-time starter.
Yeah, I'm gonna say probably.
But here's my the reason I was talking about this. He is going to legitimately, like, die at one point if he keeps doing this, because there's just absolutely no way. There's just no way. Oh, okay. He was at Marshall. Okay.
Okay, I was gonna ask if he was a transfer.
Yeah, he transferred from Marshall. Yeah, no, he's legitimately gonna get killed at some point. Not that I want that to happen, but you can't keep doing that and expect not to have your head taken off.
Yeah. And I just looked up FAU's record last year, and they were 4-8 overall. So lots of close games, though, if that accounts for anything.
Yeah.
Sounds like they're not a good squad. But
it might be a long season for MSU this year, to be honest.
I'm sad because I had a different ceiling in my mind of what this team could be, and now I've come to the realization after watching them in person that the ceiling isn't as high as I want it to be.
Well,
I think it solely relies on Aiden Childs and his development.
If he can actually start hitting the deep ball more consistently, I think the ceiling gets raised a lot.
I'd rather have him throw that ball and miss, though, than not take a shot at all. Because I'm so sick of watching a Jay Johnson offense and just nothing. And the same dumb bullshit every time. It was so annoying. There was no excitement to our offense ever.
Yeah, I was surprised we took so many deep shots. It was like we took 4 deep shots in, like, the first 2 drives.
Yeah.
Which...
I was also surprised. It was a lot of play action too, which I'm not opposed to. I actually like that we were involving the play action a lot.
Yeah. So I think starting Big Ten play is going to be tough.
Yeah, definitely.
I have no, like, real preseason to get warmed up. But, like, we'll see. I mean,
it is Maryland though.
It is Maryland with no Talia. Talia's gone.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But yeah, we're getting into the schedule immediately.
If our defense is actually as solid as I think they are, we will be a competitive team for the most part.
I do still think that bowl being in a bowl team this year is definitely in the cards.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah,
fringe bowl team.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was a 5-7 or 6-6 year this year.
Yeah, see, when I first was thinking of our ceiling this year, I was thinking like 7 wins to 8 wins, but now I'm thinking anywhere from 5 to 6.
Yeah,
and like best of the best outcome is 7 wins, but We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's but college football. Anything can happen. So
that wasn't the only game you went to recently. You want to share some more fun stories with
yeah,
us?
Yeah. So, well, not as important, but Thursday I also went to the Central Michigan home opener, which was fun, I guess. We left by halftime because it was like 35-7 at the half Central. So we're like, all right, yeah, this is enough. I also might have had way too many alcoholic beverages that night, so I wasn't really even paying attention at all. But the real fun part, and the one that really ties into the pod, is last Saturday. Yeah, last Saturday, I went to the Lions Steelers preseason game.
You didn't Ford invite Field. Me, firstly. You didn't invite me, guys.
Well, first off, I wasn't supposed to go to that. It was my roommate and his dad that were supposed to go. His dad ended up having to work last minute. So he's like, dude, come with me, please. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going for sure. I'm not going to say no to that. So we went and we had pretty solid tickets. And yeah, it was fun. Lions ended up winning. We did leave at the end of the third quarter, though, just because we wanted to beat traffic and get back. So we didn't get to see the comeback completely, but the Lions did come back and win. So that was pretty cool. And kind of sad for Steelers fans because they had the starters out at one point. So
you got
we didn't have the starters once at all. Huh?
You got to see Justin Fields?
Yeah. Not a fan.
No, not a Justin
Not Fields. A fan. Why? No.
He's on the Bears. And
yeah, I've never really liked Justin Fields. First, he played at Ohio State, and then he played at the Bears, and he ran all over us at the Bears. And yeah, I don't like him. He's not any good.
Not to derail your story, if you had anything else, but Russell Wilson being the starter, we're gonna win 10-7 every game, and we're gonna have like prayer circles going on the field, and we're gonna start baptizing people before games because Russell Wilson is just going to throw for one touchdown and 170 yards every game.
Gonna have a lot of rushing yards, man.
We are going to the Super Bowl behind the worst offense since our team last year.
There's no way. I would probably put my whole bank account on you guys never going to not going to the Super Bowl. This year.
Yeah. No, I mean, in reality, they're gonna suck. They're gonna go 9-8 or something.
You guys could definitely probably be a fringe playoff team and make a push.
The quarterback play as a whole, very uninspiring this preseason, to be honest.
Yeah.
Justin Fields had some splash plays and then had some interesting issues with snapping the ball. And then Russell Wilson just got cremated during the Bills game and only had, what, one series against the Lions? So
yeah, he only played the first series.
Not a whole lot to go on. I mean, I'm okay. Look. As long as it's not kitten mittens, we're okay. All right.
And at the end of the day, you know your defense is going to be solid. You know you're not going to give up a ton of points. As long as you can have a couple games where your offense can put it together, you'll be fine. It's just going to be tough, gritty football. Like, literally, like, that's the best way to describe it. It's going to be like Big Ten football, essentially.
Yeah, it's going to be 10-7 games.
Run the damn 13 rock.
13 to 12. Yeah. Whatever it is, it's going to be low scoring.
Najee and Jaylen Warren are going to get their workload in. Let's just say that.
Yeah. I wonder at what point, if they don't do well, does Russell Wilson get benched? Because it's not like they got some rando backing him up. Justin Fields is legitimately one of the 32 best quarterbacks in the league.
No, yeah, for sure.
To Gardner Minshew, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, fair. No, very fair. It'll be definitely interesting on what their whole, like, I want to know if they like have a plan and process for like how things go a certain way, or if they're just going to kind of feel it out. And if Russ does good, then let him cook. And if not, then I don't know.
They apparently are going to have a Justin Fields package.
Okay.
It'll be interesting.
Okay.
It's probably going to just be glorified Wildcat, but that's okay.
Right, right. But, I mean, to be fair, that makes it a little bit more interesting, too, because he can throw the ball legitimately. So,
yeah. I just, honestly, throw Justin Fields at kick returner. Let's do it. Have him and Cordero.
They really should. Oh my gosh. I was like,
just do it.
Cordero Patterson. Wow. The fact that he's still around is insane.
The fact that he's still around and good is the
thing. He scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
In the game.
That's crazy.
Oh, Kyle Allen was throwing dots too.
Hell yeah. Our best quarterback on the roster is third string.
Throwing lasers.
Gosh. No.
No. But yeah, I mean, the game was fun. Dude, there was a million people there. Like, it was a packed house for a preseason game. Like, the hype is real about the Lions, which kind of really scares me because usually when the Lions have hype around them, they're not good.
Oh, yeah.
Or
oh,
they
yeah.
break hearts.
Every time they.
So,
they didn't make the playoffs back to back years ever with Matt Stafford, right? They would make it and not make it.
No, I don't think they did. Yeah, no. But we've hopefully broken the mantra of the same old Lions and kind of moved past that. So we'll see.
Well, winning the division, having an actual good team besides it, instead of a team that went 10-6 like the Lions always did under Jim Caldwell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine this year, hopefully. They have a kicker officially. Jack Bates, welcome to the NFL.
Jake Bates.
Jack.
We did this last time. And I was going to say, oh my God, I was just thinking about it randomly. And do you want to know why I said Jack Bates? Because our punter's name is Jack Fox. So I think I combined the two. And I was just like, all right, yeah, Jack Bates. No, it's Jack Fox and Jake Bates.
Okay. Yeah. Steelers have Bill Burr as their punter. So
they do. Yep, Chris Boswell does look very similar to
Boswell. Well, it's Cam Johnston.
What?
Okay, Google Cam Johnston, Tyler, right now. People at home, if you don't know what Cam Johnston looks like, Google Cam Johnston right now while Tyler's doing this, Google Cam Johnston. He looks just like Bill Burr. Yeah, it's Bill Burr.
Yeah.
It's old man Bill Burr, even though Bill Burr's already old.
I thought Chris Boswell kind of looked like him, but I must be mistaken. I must have been thinking of Cam Johnson.
Mason Rudolph kind of looks like you, so.
Yeah. I've gotten that a lot, actually, that Mason Rudolph looks just like me. Like, people would text me when he's, like, playing and be like, hey, dude, I didn't know you were starting at quarterback today for the Steelers. I'm like, yeah, I guess, man. I'm just fucking Mason Rudolph's doppelganger, so.
You should just go to a Titans game in a Mason Rudolph jersey and just walk around.
That's like the easiest Halloween costume of all time. I'll just put on a Mason Rudolph jersey and say I'm Mason Rudolph.
Exactly. People will believe you. They'll stop you on the street, say, are you? Well, I guess you'd have to go to Oklahoma for that.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be able to probably wear a jersey because I feel like Mason Rudolph would never wear his own jersey out in public.
You would be surprised how stupid people are. There's that one guy that, like, sort of looks like Jaylen Brown, and he just wears a full-on Celtics jersey and thing. And people stop him asking him if he's Jaylen Brown and take pictures with him. Okay?
That's like, hilarious.
I think you're underestimating just how stupid people are.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair.
He's wearing his work clothes out in public.
Yeah, he's, yeah. Yeah, I guess so. You were saying Oklahoma? Is that, that's where
he went to Oklahoma State.
Okay. So. That's what I figured.
I feel like that's the only place he'd be. Well, I guess in Pittsburgh, he still has enough good love going for him right now.
Yeah. Yeah. People were pretty happy with the end of his tenure, I would say, for what he was doing.
Like, honestly, if we had Mason Rudolph and Justin Fields at quarterback, I'd be more happy than Russell Wilson just because I don't want to ride that roller coaster this year.
Yeah. Fair. Yeah. Well, in other NFL news, CD and Brandon Ayuk both got paid since the last time we spoke. And I know you're upset with the whole Brandon Ayuk situation.
He gamed the system.
You can't be mad at him for being smart when it comes to contract negotiations, man.
Listen, okay. I'm not mad at Brandon Ayuk. I'm mad at the 49ers. Just pay your people, man.
Yeah, seriously.
Honestly, you're trying to win a Super Bowl. Why are you trying to like not just Brandon Ayuk, Trent Williams, you're okay. Maybe a hot take, your best offensive player. I know Christian McCaffrey is there, but Trent Williams, like
Trent Williams, a generational offensive line talent, like Hall of Famer.
Like, just pay him. I don't give a crap if he sucks in 2 years. All right, just seriously. Give him his money now. You're trying to win a Super Bowl now.
He's literally a Hall of Famer. I don't think you could say.
Oh, he's not. No. He's like the best offense. He's still like the best.
He's been the best offensive lineman for like 6 years running. So, yeah.
And he's like ancient, but still, yeah. Like, just pay the man. All right. If he's a bum in 2 years, so what? You potentially have a Super Bowl from that.
Exactly. Is
that
bite the bullet.
Like, come on now. Yeah. So 49ers, you guys are dumb. Congratulations on stealing Brandon Ayuk from the hearts of Pittsburgh Steelers fans. That's okay. We have Van Jefferson.
Scotty Miller. Oh, there's another one too.
Roman Wilson.
No, there's another one. I can't think of it. Like a veteran.
No. I got this. Calvin Austin.
Yeah, nope, not Calvin Austin. I swear you guys.
We only kept five.
Oh, okay. Then I was mistaken, I guess.
Four? Did we just name four? George Pickens. But like,
yeah, George Pickens is in there. That's fine. I'm probably wrong, so it's fine.
We cut a lot of guys. That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see.
Not to be this person, Steelers, but you cut Jacoby Windman and...
And who?
Jacob Slade.
Rip.
So those are two Spartan dogs not on our roster right now. They also cut Josiah Scott like before preseason, which I was kind of surprised because he was at the time slated to be their starting nickel, and then Beanie Bishop happened and Josiah Scott is now unemployed.
Interesting.
So yeah, shout out Spartan dogs for getting...
Oh, our only draft pick last year, the only guy that got drafted last year in the seventh round, the center, he made the Ravens 53 man roster.
So, oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Bryce Behringer. I get excited still when he
go. Dude, Ryan Eckley is our new punter. Or I think he punted last year too, but he is insane. He's the best punter in the nation. So
the Spartans just put out punters. All right.
We put out generational talent at punter. Okay.
Right. Got the best punter in the NFL. I don't care that the Iowa guy is now on the Bears. All right. Patriots have the best punter. Bryce Behringer. Shout out. Fan of the show.
Dog.
But
dog. Straight punt dots 24/7 from Bryce.
Bryce Behringer is going to be our first guest on the show. I
lock let's do it. It. Seriously.
Let's do not. It. We're going to get him on here.
I'll reach out. I'll DM him.
Does he even have... I don't even know.
No, he has Instagram. I know he does. Oh, yeah.
Let's DM him. We'll get him on. We'll interrogate him about why I was screaming, give him the Heisman in 2021.
You were very much on the Bryce Behringer for Heisman train.
Listen, okay.
You might be the biggest Bryce Behringer fan Kenneth around. Walker. I'm not going to lie.
I get the hype around Kenneth Walker in 2021, but consider the fact that Bryce Behringer was also on the roster. All right. Like, yeah. Come on, people.
Yeah. And you're a casual if you don't know who Bryce Behringer is. So get familiar with his name. Going to be around for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in the New England offense, because they're probably going to be trash. So he's going to be using his leg a lot.
Okay. Jacoby Brissett almost died, and then he was named the starter.
I didn't hear about him almost dying. What?
He got, like, crushed against the Commanders. Like, they just came off the edge and absolutely leveled him to the ground.
Jeez.
He had to leave the game, and then like the next day the Patriots are like, our starter is
great.
And it's like literally everyone's talking about how like, oh, he took a giant hit, maybe it's just Drake May time now.
Jeez. I don't know, I've been hearing Drake May's not good, so
listen, I think he's what, 21? Like, he's like,
yeah,
he'll, like, give him a year. All right. I think
it'll be fine.
If you're under the age of 23 as a quarterback, as a rookie, you need at least a year.
If I would just say, I don't know, dude. I feel like if Brissett goes out there and they're like the first 8 games, they just don't do anything, why not just put Drake May in and just kind of...
Yeah, put him in. But like, I think you need to give him a year before you're like, oh, he just kind of sucks.
Right. I'm not saying like put him in and like put the spotlight on him immediately and be like, all right, perform. Just be like, all right, dude, like, go out there and do what your thing. and see what happens.
New strategy. Just throw Joe Milton out there and let him throw the
That's
ball
facts,
every
actually.
Single play.
That's
nothing
facts.
But Hail Marys.
No, yeah, seriously. Put everyone on a 100-yard go and then just have Joe Milton throw the ball.
Yeah, it's going to work, I promise.
I saw a tweet that was like, Joe Milton is the best athlete for the sport that's never been created yet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like the guy is insane. It kind of sucks that he can't hit a barn door or anything.
He's a freak athlete and just this pure specimen at quarterback, and he cannot do the most important thing ever at quarterback and just be accurate.
Yeah, no. I feel like at some point he's just going to get, like, switched to tight end or something, which
yeah,
kind of sad, but at the same time, like, if he can't throw an accurate football.
If you can't find your place at quarterback, I would at least try to find a different position if I was in that situation, I feel like. Rather than be like
Tim Tebow and be like, no, I'm a quarterback.
Yeah, exactly.
And then wait until you're like in your mid 30s to be like, okay, I'll be a tight end.
When
and
you're far past your prime, yeah.
Have one of the lowest low lights in preseason history.
Yeah, and then I was so hyped about that. I put a bet on Tim Tebow to catch a touchdown pass in the regular season at some point. And it never hit because he got cut, so.
Wait, he's fucking sucked.
I mean, yeah, I know, but I was upset still. So, dude, he's so weird. He goes and tries to play baseball. Doesn't work out.
I've always wanted to be a baseball player. It's like the LeBron meme where he's like, oh, yeah, I knew that. I predicted that was going to happen.
Oh,
I
my
knew
God. He is so annoying with that shit, dude.
It's the same thing with Tim Tebow. He's like, I've always wanted to be a professional baseball player. Like, I know I've been playing football for
I'm sure.
20 years of my life, but I really baseball is where I wanted to be.
I'm sure he came out when he became a tight end and was like, I've really always wanted to try and be a tight end.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to do it when I was on the Jets, but Rex Ryan just wouldn't let me. It was like, no, you're a quarterback.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's funny. So do you have any fantasy leagues, Thomas?
I'm in two. One's a keeper league. Oh my gosh. Okay.
So really, really fast before you get into that, I was presented with an idea. I want to run it by you really fast for the pod. It's we both go in blind and we look at each other's fantasy leagues and we say who we think like the best team is. And like we go in not knowing who is like rosters, who's
like you and I look at each other's rosters.
Right. Like you look at my leagues and I look at your leagues.
Okay. How many leagues are you in?
Like just no, I'm saying like just like my main league that I like just one.
Okay, so just
I'm in multiple leagues, but like we'll talk more about it offline. But I just want to run the idea past you.
Yeah. So you don't want me to reveal my roster then?
Talk about it.
Well, do you want me to just do my keeper one and not talk about the main one?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So I'm a brilliant GM when it comes to my keeper league football. I had no idea how last year is when we started it. I had no idea how keeper leagues worked.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was doing when I was drafting. So my team kind of really sucked last year.
Yeah.
But hear me out, Tyler. You want to hear my glowing roster
right now? Now, is this a one quarterback league or is it a super flex league?
It's a one quarterback league. Super flex leagues are kind of lame.
See, so my keeper league is a super flex league, and I still don't know how I feel about it.
I just think it's lame because there's only like, in reality, there's like 13 good fantasy football quarterbacks.
Yeah.
The rest are just like, you might get 20 points from them once in a season. So, yeah, no, I don't like the idea of super flex.
Sure.
But I'm rocking Josh Allen at quarterback. Shout out.
Nice.
Shout out Josh Allen. James Conner, Najee Harris.
I like James Conner. I like the James Conner. I've been on the James Conner train for some reason this year. So
I got Devontae.
Nice.
DJ
Devontae Moore. Smith or Devontae Adams?
Adams.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that there's multiple Devontaes in the NFL.
Yep. Devontae Adams. Okay.
DJ Moore.
Patty French Fries.
George Pickens.
Pickens. Jorge Piglets.
Rome Odunze.
Nice.
Chris Godwin.
Okay.
Evan McPherson.
Solid.
We do not do defenses in this league.
Okay.
This defense is weird. I didn't have a backup quarterback because my backup quarterback last year was, I think he retired. I don't remember who my backup was. No, I didn't carry a backup last year because once Josh Allen's bye was done, I was like, I'm just cutting my quarterback, my backup quarterback. Like, I'm not start Josh Allen.
So who did you keep from last year?
Okay. From last year, I kept Josh Allen, James Conner, Najee Harris, Devontae Adams, DJ Jones, DJ Moore, Pat Freiermuth, George Pickens, Chris Godwin, Evan McPherson, Gus Edwards, Jerome Ford, Cortland Sutton,
Romeo. How many keepers do you have?
It's a dynasty league.
Oh, it's a dynasty. Okay, oh, those are different.
Sorry,
dynasties and keepers are different. That's why I was so confused.
Let me rephrase that. I'm in a dynasty league.
Okay, because I only had two keepers. So you're listing all these names. I'm like, what the hell is going on? But no, okay, I got you.
We have another keeper league. So we do have a real keeper league. That's our main league. But our rule is you can only keep players that you drafted after the seventh round.
Okay. I like that rule. That's a good rule.
And so, like, some person, if they just were really smart and got, like, I think 2 years ago, someone drafted Debo in the seventh round, so they were able to keep Debo.
Well, like, a good example would be, like, last year, Kyler Murray was hurt, so, like, he wasn't going to, like, the 15th round or something. So, but like,
Kyler Murray, you can just get to keep him, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So, that was, I think I drafted Kyler Murray last year, and then I cut him because he wasn't playing. My quarterback last year was Trevor Lawrence. That's why I cut Kyler Murray, because I was like, I need a different quarterback.
Yeah.
And it ended up being Baker Mayfield. Shout out, Baker.
Shout out, Baker.
But, you know, so this dynasty league, right? My team, so much better now. I got a bunch of rookie wide receivers. Ricky Pearsall, please get healthy. Stop being.
Could have been wide receiver too.
He could have.
But then, you know,
Brandon Ayuk decided that he wanted to come back.
Brandon Ayuk is a scammer sellout. So,
but Jalen Polk, I got him.
Jalen Polk, okay.
Yeah. No, I feel pretty good. I got Michael Penix on my taxi squad.
Nice.
He's going to be there for 4 years.
Nice. Solid.
That's my
keeper league. We had two keepers last year in that league. I drafted both Kirk Cousins and Aaron Rodgers, who, as we know, both tore their Achilles. So that was fun. And I looked at my roster last year and my quarterback said I had to replace them because it's a 12-man league. Mm-hmm. And the commissioner has it set up where there's like 10 bench slots. So everyone just had all the backup quarterbacks. So when both my quarterbacks decided to tear their Achilles, I had to pick up Joe Flacco, Tommy DeVito, and I can't remember the other one. But yeah, those were my starting quarterbacks.
So it became to a point
where I just, and one of them was Jimmy Garoppolo.
The Garoppolo's tortoise. Oh, yeah.
And it just turned, it started where I just started one of the quarterbacks and I was throwing like a wide receiver in the super flex.
Honestly, was Joe Flacco not like a decent fantasy quarterback last year?
No, he was solid. I mean, like 12 points.
Oh, I thought he was, in my mind, he was like going off.
No, maybe like in an actual statistical sense. Yeah. But no, not in fantasy.
Okay.
Sometimes it doesn't correlate.
He will be seeing the field this year. I'm sorry. Anthony Richardson is getting hurt again. Not to push that on him, but.
That's kind of crazy.
It's the Colts. That out there? It's the Colts, man.
Sorry to all the Anthony Richardson fans. The AR-15
I
fans.
Love Anthony Richardson. Bro, I wanted.
There's a lot of haters. People are saying he is trash. And I'm like, I wanted the Lions to draft him last year.
Not being a Lions fan, but I was like, Lions need Anthony Richardson.
Well, and then we showed you we didn't need Anthony Richardson. So.
Look, Jared Goff is fine, right?
But and Hooker was kind of looking insane.
He didn't do crap.
He was kind of looking insane. I don't know what you're talking about.
Week two, he was kind of looking bad.
He's also playing with the scrubs on the bench. So, oh, also Lions signed Tim Patrick and who else?
Yeah, everyone's getting wide receiver two talent to their practice squad except for the Steelers.
Who else was it that they signed, dude? Hold on, fill the air, fill the air.
Yeah, so Omar Khan, if you're watching this right now, which I know you are because you're a big fan of the show, sign a wide receiver too, please. I don't care if you have to pull Terrell Owens out of retirement. Like, Van Jefferson is not a wide receiver too.
Okay, that's who it was. Allen Robinson as well.
Oh, like, you can have him. I saw what he did in Pittsburgh last year. You can have him, actually. You can keep him for 12 years if you want. He is a bum now. He can block.
Oh, and we re-signed. We cut DPJ and then re-signed him to the practice squad. So Tim Patrick, DPJ, and Allen Robinson are all competing for what I'm assuming is the wide receiver three spot. So I'm sure Tim Patrick's probably going to win out that job.
Tim Patrick could have gone to Pittsburgh and been a wide receiver too. Just saying. Well, just saying, Tim
Patrick. Maybe he wants to be a part of a contender.
Tim Patrick, if you're watching, you could have been a wide receiver too.
But he's going to be a wide receiver three on a contender now, probably. So,
we have Russell Wilson. We have the Danger Witch Master himself.
We have Jared Goff, buddy.
We have Tyler Matakavich.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. I probably could have named literally like 51 players better on the Steelers roster. I did not.
Okay. Just showing your extensive ball knowledge.
My deep lore knowledge of the Pittsburgh Steelers bringing back special teams players after they leave.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No. I'm not that invested, unfortunately, but.
You're not that invested in the Steelers?
No.
Kind of surprised, to be honest. You've been a huge Steelers fan your entire life. If I can remember correctly.
I don't know. I don't think that special teams players are special teams players, man.
It's called.
They do their job. If not, get rid of them and get a new guy.
Listen, don't count out the value of a good special teams guy, all right?
I mean, I know that special teams is the most crucial part of football at the end of the day, because you can be like the Chargers and have the best offense and the best defense and still lose and not win a Super Bowl. But like,
not even make the playoffs.
That still doesn't make any sense to me. So,
look,
number one offense and number one defense, and you don't make the playoffs.
To be fair, it was the Chargers.
Yeah. I used to love playing as the Chargers on Madden, dude. Phillip Rivers, LaDainian Tomlinson, Vincent Jackson.
Speaking of Chargers, Jim Harbaugh. Just to circle us back to college football, is the NCAA going to do anything about this whole Connor Stallions thing?
No.
Like, first off, did they do anything to Central after confirming that Connor Stallions was on Central's sideline?
No. Well, apparently, according to him, he couldn't remember if he was on the sideline, and then it cut right directly to Dave Portnoy, and Dave Portnoy said, yeah, that was Connor on the sideline. He told me it was Connor. Or he told me it was him.
Who said that?
They released a doc, which I will not give any of my time to because it's the dumbest shit ever. And apparently it's just full of like him and his family and Dave Portnoy talking about it. And there was like a clip in it where he's at his hearing for like the being on the sideline thing. And he's like, they're like, were you on the sideline for the game at Central or the Central Michigan versus Michigan State game? And he was just like, I can't recall if I was at a game or not. Is what he said.
Right.
And
then he's be like, no, he's just like, I don't know.
No, he's saying he doesn't remember where he was or if he was there or not. And then it cuts to Dave Portnoy, and Dave Portnoy was like, yeah, that was Connor on the sideline. He was like, Connor told me it was him. Because Barstool was in talks with Connor Stallions, like trying to get him a job, basically, because Dave obviously is like ginormous Michigan fan, blah, 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 wants to stick it to the world.
Stick it to the world because your guy
cheated.
Yeah, way to stick it to the man. Gosh, okay,
dude.
But also,
I
stick it to the world when you're literally one ranked college football
program. I could go on forever about that, because dude, I was on Twitter and another Barstool personality posted a video and she was talking about how she was so like, she was crying because she was so like, her heart was so melted because Connor, there's a clip of Connor running like when he's a kid running up to his mom saying like, oh, I want to be the biggest Michigan fan of all time, blah blah blah. And then she's like crying, saying how heartwarming that is. And then someone quote tweeted and was like, yeah, mom, I want to be the biggest Michigan fan of all time. So I'm going to go cheat and lie and do whatever's possible to make them the best team in the world or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah. No. And like the thing is, at the end of the day, did they need to steal signs?
No. They were good. They're a good team. Good. And no one can take that away. Like, they were phenomenal.
Well, the NCAA can take it away.
No, I know. And
when they bring the hammer down. Because, yeah. I'm just saying, vacate some wins against MSU. Make Mel Tucker go out undefeated against Jim Harbaugh.
Facts. And you know what? At the end of the day, even if this is my thought process, like for Michigan fans, because they're all delusional as is, really, for the most part. But even if they vacate the national championship, like they'll never be able to take away the feeling that those fans had when they won the national championship.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like they'll always have that forever. There's no taking that away. So who cares?
They'll spend the next 20 years trying to do like the Reggie Bush thing where they're like, give it back to us.
Yeah, except they're going to be like 10 times more annoying and won't leave it alone forever.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Shout out Connor Stallions, I guess. Big fan of the show.
No, I hope not.
Isn't he coaching? He's coaching a high school football
team. He is, and I saw the week one. Hold on. I actually found the tweet. And let's just say he had a really good week one, man.
Did he know the other team's play week, calls?
So Connor Stallions has landed a new coaching job for Mumford High School. And it says week one last night, Mumford lost 47-6.
Ooh, he needs a better scouting department. Ooh.
Yeah. So.
Yikes. Shout out that, honestly. What he deserves. It's still wild to me that he wore a freaking disguise on the side of Central Michigan. That is.
And they had like a side-by-side picture of him, like not in the disguise and him in the disguise. And they were like doing it on the dock. And he was like, this looks nothing alike. And he's talking about like him and it's like they look like the same person because it is.
My gosh. Oh, that's wild.
We'll see, man. I really don't care at this point. It's a new season. I'm just trying to get into the Jonathan Smith era at MSU. Jonathan Smith.
1-0. 1-0, baby.
Yeah. Yep. Yep, I'm interested to see how Michigan does this year too, because I just being like genuine, I feel like it could be very interesting. Very, very, I don't know. I think you're gonna take I don't wanna sound biased, but I think you're gonna take quite a big step back.
Yeah, Donovan Edwards is still there, I guess, but at the same time
it really all just depends. Like, their defense is gonna be good. I know that. Yeah. It just depends on how Alex Orji does, honestly.
Yeah, and also not to be mean to Sherrone Moore, but I don't know if you can give him much credit for them winning those games where Harbaugh was suspended, because
where he gave it to the best running back in the nation
as like the rallying cry. Yeah,
yeah, and he just handed it off to Blake Corum, yeah, against inferior teams.
Yeah,
like Penn State was ranked, but they weren't good.
They were good against MSU.
MSU was trash, so it doesn't really matter. Drew Aller is up in the air.
Shout out. Is Caden Hauser starting for East Carolina?
I think so. I don't know. He was on a podcast the other day, and he was talking about the Mel Tucker era. And he was basically saying that it was just a shit show and that nothing was like nothing was put together. And then he got fired. And then after he got fired, Jay Johnson, like, he was basically saying the offensive system was just horrible and he had nothing to work with. So,
well, maybe he should check himself, because he is the backup quarterback at East Carolina University.
Yeah. Is Noah Kim playing for, where'd he go? Coastal? They both go to one of the Carolina schools. I'm almost positive they did.
Pretty sure Noah Kim is on Coastal Carolina. Let's look up Coastal Carolina's depth chart.
That'd be kind of cool if they played each other. I'm not going to lie.
Well, maybe they won't if they're both backing it up. Oh, I should probably look up depth chart with Coastal Carolina. I do not want to apply to Coastal Carolina.
Noah Kim, his arm sleeve is pretty sick. I'm not going to lie.
Noah Kim is also the backup quarterback at Coastal Carolina.
Are you serious right now?
Yep.
Well, that I guess that just tells you what we were working with last year, man. Couple of backups for not even Power 5 schools.
What was the other one? Levitt? What was his
first? Yeah, he plays for Arizona State now. Sam Levitt.
Is he starting?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Let's find out. Shout out ourlads.com for giving me this information. Sam Levitt is starting for the Arizona State Sun Devils. So, in theory, that means that Michigan State's best quarterback was their third string quarterback.
Yeah, and a true freshman.
Yeah.
So, I mean, kind of fair enough that we didn't do shit last year.
Yeah. Things happen, man.
Honestly, 4 wins is like probably the best scenario. I don't see how we could.
It was a miracle, honestly. Yeah.
I don't know how any teams even let us beat them.
Yeah. No, we sucked.
Yeah. It's a very PG word for it, but I could get quite more explicit about that team, but leave it at that.
Yeah. Well, Tyler, I think that's all the time we got, right?
Yeah, you got to run too, so.
Yeah. Before we go, everyone, we're now on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Yes, sir.
So you can find us there.
We should add these big announcements in the beginning because I guarantee people don't listen to these full episodes.
I guarantee it too. I think that like people will, like tune out after we start talking about Michigan State football.
Probably.
Yeah. But yeah, we are on Apple Podcasts. We are on Spotify. Is there anything else that we did? No.
No, just Apple Podcasts and Spotify, Knowing Ball Podcast. So give it a search, give it a follow or whatever you can do on there. I mean, we're not like, I don't think you can like subscribe yet, just yet, but like throw us a follow, leave a review if you want, let us know how good or bad we are. I mean, we're open to full criticism, obviously trying to make this a little better. So yeah, we'll be posting on there and obviously YouTube as well still. So.
All right.
Gonna try and get the social accounts more active and make some clips and whatnot. So.
All right, everybody. We will see you in the next one.
All right. Peace. Bye.